Hello, it's Thursday, April 1st. It's Maundy Thursday, and there is a service this evening at 6 o'clock, communion service, and there'll be another noon service. Actually, I think it's 12:15 tomorrow on Good Friday, and then on the Lord's Day, Easter Day, we have four morning services beginning at 7. 8:30, 10 o'clock, there's no Sunday school, and 11:30, not 11:15. And then, of course, there'll be a 6 o'clock service in the evening, and I hope to see as many of you as we possibly can. Now, we're in chapter 2, and we're in verses 5 through 21. Verses 1 to 4 was a wonderful depiction of Zion and the nations of the world streaming into Zion. It's a little glimpse of a glorious, glorious future for the Church of Christ in the new heavens and new earth, I think. But now back to reality, because the fact is, in contrast to that glorious image at the beginning of chapter 2, there's now the reality that Judah has become all too like the nations round about. The church is in the world, but woe betide when the world gets into the church. And that's what's happened in the late 8th century. So in verses 6 through 9, you have a description of their sinful condition. In verses 12 through 21, idolatry. Look at verse 8 and verse 18, and there you see the heart of what's going on in Judah, idolatry. The Hebrew word for an idol is Elil, and the plural is Elelim, which sounds like Elohim, God's name. And so there's a play here. They should be worshipping Elohim, but instead they're worshipping Elelim, idols. Now, John Calvin famously wrote in his Institutes of the Christian Religion in Book 1, it's in four books, and in Book 1 he famously wrote those lines that man's mind is a perpetual factory of idols. We are constantly producing idols. And the problem with idols is they don't really exist. That's a huge problem. And Isaiah will talk about it in the second half of this book. They chop down a tree, and with half of it they put on a fire, and the other half they carve into an idol and bow down and worship it. We are constantly making idols, and our society is full of idolatry, the idolatry of self, the idolatry of wealth, the idolatry of sex, the idolatry of prestige and ambition and a million other things that come before God. And this passage is saying there's idolatry in the Church of Christ, and it needs to be destroyed. And God is coming after these idols, and you need to get ready. That's the 8th century BC, surrounded by Assyria, a massive, massive threat to their very existence. And God raises up this great prophet to speak to them, if only they had ears to hear. Well, this is Maundy Thursday. I trust you'll have a wonderful day.